The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news. Tucked away in the Taihang Mountains, Yangchuan, the smallest city in North China's Shanxi province, has embraced various types of autonomous driving transportation tools. Autonomous driving technology, an outstanding achievement in the field of artificial intelligence, is rapidly changing China's transportation landscape, with frequent technological breakthroughs and increasing application scenarios. The complex landscape of Yangchuan, featuring mountains, hills, and basins, provides diverse application test scenarios for autonomous driving technology. According to Wang Yifei from the city's Statistics Bureau, Yangchuan has already attracted many enterprises involved in the fields of autonomous driving solutions, travel service platforms, and low-speed unmanned vehicle operations. Shi Qinjun, Project Operations Manager with the Vehicle City Network of Yangchuan Digital Technology Group, said the city has implemented autonomous driving technology in various scenarios, such as taxi services, courier deliveries, and security patrols, providing convenient and safe travel services and improving logistics efficiency while reducing operating costs. Shi added that they were actively expanding data resources to build smart transportation and a smart city. China's state council and ministries have, over the years, issued policies to strengthen research and development concerning intelligent connected vehicles, promote their industrialization, and accelerate the commercial application of autonomous driving technology in specific scenarios. Various regions in China have since actively conducted autonomous driving road tests, with demonstration zones set up in cities like Beijing, South China's Shenzhen, and Central China's Wuhan, achieving significant results. As of November 2024, more than 50 cities in China had approved similar projects, achieving a combined 32,000 kilometers of open test roads and the intelligent road transformation of approximately 10,000 kilometers.
You're listening to Special English.
Southwest China's Yunnan province exported 32,500 tons of coffee in 2024, marking a year-on-year increase of 358%. According to the customs of Kunming, the capital city of Yunnan, the coffee was exported to 29 countries and regions, including the Netherlands, Germany, the United States, and Vietnam. To boost Yunnan's coffee exports, Kunming Customs has streamlined inspection, sampling, and quarantine procedures, and improved services for coffee export enterprises. Statistics from the Provincial Agriculture and Rural Affairs Department showed that in 2023, the total coffee cultivation area in Yunnan reached approximately 80,000 hectares, producing 146,000 tons of raw coffee beans. With over 130 years of coffee cultivation history, Yunnan dominates China's coffee industry, contributing 98% of the country's total coffee production.
This is Special English.
China has commenced the construction of a research facility focused on the cold seep ecosystem in Guangzhou, in South China's Guangdong province. The research facility, designated as one of the country's major national science and technology infrastructure projects, will support cutting-edge fundamental research and high-tech development. Its scope will encompass the exploration of the origins of life in extreme deep sea environments and the green development of deep sea resources. A cold seep is a region on the ocean floor where hydrogen sulfide, methane, and other hydrocarbon-rich fluids seep out. These areas are a birthplace for life that can thrive under extreme conditions. The study of cold seep is gaining increasing attention. However, one challenge lies in the limitations of short-term random underwater probes deployed by manned submersibles and remotely operated vehicles. These probes often struggle to capture long-term biological migration and the evolution of the ecosystem. According to its builder, the South China Sea Institute of Oceanology, under the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the research facility, combining a manned deep-sea laboratory and a land-based fidelity simulation installation, is set to be completed within 5 years. The facility will play an important role in research on the development of the cold seep ecosystem, the succession of chemosynthetic organisms, as well as methane phase evolution and its environmental effects.
You're listening to Special English.
A new configuration of the TP-500 civil unmanned aerial vehicle, an optimized prototype tailored for airworthiness certification, has successfully conducted its maiden flight. According to the developer, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China. The flight took place at an airport in Rayong County in North China's Shanxi Province, marking a major step towards its airworthiness certification. The TP500 UAV project is being developed as a large-scale general unmanned cargo platform for use in cargo logistics, emergency rescue, special operations, and other areas. According to the company, this type of cargo UAV aims to serve regional logistics and transportation by providing low-cost and intelligent solutions for express logistics companies and various short-haul air transportation needs. It can also be used for specialized missions and emergency rescue operations, addressing market gaps in the regional air cargo transport sector. With its large-sized cargo hold and dedicated freight transport system, the TP500 UAV is well equipped for efficient cargo handling and transportation. In emergency rescue scenarios, it can be swiftly equipped with specialized systems and payloads to support rescue missions.
This is Special English.
A museum displaying cultural relics unearthed during different phases of the construction of Xi'an Xianyang International Airport has recently opened to the public at the airport. As the largest air transportation hub in northwest China, the airport is located in Xi'an, the capital of Shanxi Province. The museum covers a total area of 6,400 square meters and exhibits cultural relics spanning several historical periods of ancient China. According to Ho Chow with China West Airport Group, Xi'an Commercial Development Company, the museum will improve its exhibition designs and integrate advanced technologies incorporating AR displays and virtual reality. From June 2020 until October 2022, during the third phase expansion of the airport, more than 6,800 ancient cultural relics sites were discovered, including some 4,000 ancient tombs and 2,700 sites such as pottery kilns, ash pits, enclosures, and roads. More than 22,000 artifacts were unearthed during the period.
You're listening to Special English.
It's early spring in China now, a season for the blossom of various kinds of flowers. People of different countries have their own unique flower as the representative of the spring season. For example, for Japanese people, it is sakura, the cherry blossom. For the British, maybe the yellow daffodil, while for Chinese people, peach blossom is always on the list. Peach blossom always contains some pleasant messages, partly thanks to an article written by Tao Yuanming, a member of the literati of the Eastern Jin Dynasty, about 1,700 years ago. He once wrote a poem about peach blossom, as well as a preface. The poem didn't become very popular, while the preface became a classic entitled Tao Hua Yuan, meaning peach blossom spring, peach blossom land, or peach blossom Shangri-La. This article, based on a story about the experience of a local fisherman, links reality with dreamland and shows the author's ideal of pursuing a better life by describing this peaceful, happy, free, and equal life in the peach blossom Shangri-La. The article is regarded as a masterpiece by Tao Yuanming, and the term Tao Hua Yuan, or peach blossom land, has become a symbol of utopia in the minds of Chinese people. No wonder peach blossom always brings a pleasant and delightful image to the imagination of Chinese people. The earliest written documents in China referring to the peach appeared in the Book of Songs, an ancient Chinese classic of poetry compiled more than 2,000 years ago. There's a line describing the peach that is familiar to almost every Chinese person, meaning the peach tree is young and elegant, and brilliant are its flowers. Actually, this ancient folk song extols a just married girl by comparing her to the beauty of peach blossom, the sweetness of peach fruit, and the luxuriance of the peach tree's branches and leaves. Such a reference to the peach in this Chinese classic of poetry set a foundation for the tradition of Chinese poems about peach blossom, using it mainly as a symbol to match a beautiful woman, especially a young woman or fair lady. But it can be argued that there were so many beautiful flowers blossoming in spring. Why should only peach blossom enjoy such a privileged position? We can perhaps find the evidence to explain this in one of the most famous poems about peach blossom in Chinese history. It is a poem written by Sui Hu, which is entitled Inscription at a Village South of the Capital. Today, last year, at this very door, a girl's face and peach blossom, each from the other, glowed. Nobody knows where the face disappeared to, leaving the peach blossom in the vernal breeze, smiling still. So you may have noticed peach blossom being compared to a girl's face. Such a comparison is a common practice in Chinese poetry, probably due to the unique colour of peach blossom. It is rather like the rouge of girls' makeup in ancient times. That's why so many poems compare peach blossom with the human face, especially those of women or girls. And such comparisons have undoubtedly created a special artistic association in Chinese literature and nurtured a tradition in this regard. Having talked about peach blossom, how can we spare the fruit of the peach tree itself? In the Chinese tradition, the peach is a symbol of longevity. If you have ever had a chance to see some traditional Chinese New Year's paintings or Nianhua, you will probably recall the image of the god of longevity holding a large peach. The peach, which is known as the divine peach, is believed to be able to extend the life of anyone who takes a bite of it. In the real world, though, the peach does not have such magical power, yet it remains a beloved fruit, symbolizing both beauty and long life.
This is Special English. That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
Tucked away in the Taihang Mountains, Yangchuan, the smallest city in North China's Shanxi province, has embraced various types of autonomous driving transportation tools. Autonomous driving technology, an outstanding achievement in the field of artificial intelligence, is rapidly changing China's transportation landscape, with frequent technological breakthroughs and increasing application scenarios. The complex landscape of Yangchuan, featuring mountains, hills, and basins, provides diverse application test scenarios for autonomous driving technology. According to Wang Yifei from the City Statistics Bureau, Yangchuan has already attracted many enterprises involved in the fields of autonomous driving solutions, travel service platforms, and low-speed unmanned vehicle operations. Shi Qinjun, Project Operations Manager with the Vehicle City Network of Yangchuan Digital Technology Group, said the city has implemented autonomous driving technology in various scenarios, such as taxi services, courier deliveries, and security patrols, providing convenient and safe travel services and improving logistics efficiency while reducing operating costs. Shi added that they were actively expanding data resources to build smart transportation and a smart city. China's state council and ministries have over the years issued policies to strengthen research and development concerning intelligent connected vehicles, promote their industrialization, and accelerate commercial applications of autonomous driving technology in specific scenarios. Various regions in China have since actively conducted autonomous driving road tests, with demonstration zones set up in cities like Beijing, South China's Shenzhen, and Central China's Wuhan, achieving significant results. As of November 2024, more than 50 cities in China had approved similar projects, achieving a combined 32,000 kilometers of open test roads and the intelligent road transformation of approximately 10,000 kilometers. That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.